Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day, this seventh Sunday of Easter. This is the Sunday between Ascension and Pentecost, between the time that Jesus ascended, left earthly ministry, and he went to the right hand of the Father, and he sent the Holy Spirit. He said, wait, so next Sunday's Pentecost. So the readings, hymns coincide with that. And well, let me announce the hymns for those who are listening on the radio. And then I do have some other announcements. Our opening hymn is 502, Holy Spirit, the Dove Sent from Heaven. That's our hymn of the month. The hymn of the day is 644, the Church's One Foundation. Distribution hymns, 821, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. 708, Lord, Thee I Love with All My Heart. 696, O God, My Faithful God. Closing hymn 921, On What Has Now Been Sown. And special thanks to Lynn. She's filling in for Chuck. He's not feeling well. Hopefully he's able to listen or watch on streaming. We will pray for Chuck during our prayers today. Also, you may have noticed the beautiful flowers. I don't know if it's intentional or not, but Lois and her family, those were for her son Rex's funeral. Thank you, Ray, for serving as our special preacher for that special service. And we pray for you, too, as you continue to grieve, as you will grieve, for our beloved brother in Christ. Next Sunday, we have a special guest preacher, Reverend Mark Moss. He's with the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. He'll be preaching and then also giving a special presentation during our Bible study hour, followed by a potluck. So please bring something for that. I think that's enough of our announcements. So let's begin with our opening hymn.
Thank you.
Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We allow a period of time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, the poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in this stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the insert and sing together the introit. Glory be to God on high.
Peace on earth, and on earth. We praise thee,
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O King of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth, whom you promised from the Father, for you live and reign with him and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The first reading for the seventh Sunday of Easter is from Acts chapter 1. Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these, with one accord, were devoting themselves to prayer together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers. The company of persons was in all about 120, and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. Now this man bought a field with the reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the field was called in their own language Akeldama, which is field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it, and let another take his office.' So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." And they put forward two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. This is the word of the Lord. Together we sing the gradual printed on your insert. The epistle is from 1 John chapter 5. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life, and whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter. Jesus said, "Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. This is the gospel of the Lord." Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated for our hymn. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Everyone here was born with a mother. However, relationships with our mothers often fall short of an ideal, whether that's an ideal informed by Hallmark card sentiments or the ideal formed from God's Word. Our text in Acts today asks us to think about what to do in situations that are less than ideal. If your life is less than ideal on this Mother's Day, you can look at how the church dealt with things when they seemed less than ideal. Judas Iscariot, one of Christ's 12 chosen disciples, left his office. 3 years in the inner circle, learning firsthand from God's anointed one. Judas betrayed Jesus. He became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. Judas became like a pastor of those who were opposed to Christ. We heard about his tragic and grisly death. This was less than ideal. Everybody was talking about it. It doesn't reflect well on the remaining disciples. But the church does not cover it up. The church confesses this. But the church does not let it take a prime place. It doesn't despair or give up. It deals with the situation in a realistic and a faithful way. This is an important lesson. This is what we do when things are less than ideal. We admit it. We confess our sins. We admit our mistakes, our failures from the past. We don't deny them or cover them up or act like they don't matter. But we don't stay there. We deal with the situation in a realistic and faithful way. In our reading, they're gathered together, as Jesus had instructed them to remain in Jerusalem. This is insightful enough. Christ has instructed you, as part of his church, to gather together with other believers. This is where his word is taught, that sanctifying word is proclaimed. This is where his sacraments of holy baptism and holy communion are administered. This he has commanded. When things are less than ideal in your life, in the church, you don't stay away. Like the disciples before us, we gather. We gather with other believers around his word. A reading from Acts picks up right after Jesus ascended. He had left the disciples, told them to wait for the promise of the Father, that they would receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, and they would be Christ's witnesses to the ends of the earth. Things are not over. Things are just beginning. More than they could even anticipate, how could they possibly comprehend what lay ahead of them without Jesus with them? So while they contemplated this amazing commission that Christ had given them, obediently waiting for the promise and considering their less than ideal situation, we see that all of those present with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer. What do you do while you're considering what the Lord has instructed you to do? When things are less than ideal, when you're waiting, pray. Prayer is a gift and a responsibility to every Christian. Pray without ceasing, Paul wrote to the Thessalonians. John wrote in today's epistle reading, and this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. We pray. We pray in private. We pray when we gather together. We pray according to God's word. We pray as he's instructed us in the Lord's Prayer. We pray according to the needs of the others, of the saints, the needs of the church. We pray for those less than ideal situations, that God's will be done. We pray for the heart as the Spirit, from the heart as the Spirit leads us. We pray the Psalms. We pray the prayers in our hymnals. We have so many ways and helps to pray that we really have no excuse but to be devoting ourselves to prayer, especially when things are less than ideal. When Peter addresses the company of approximately 120 persons, he said, "Brothers, the scriptures had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas." The disciples studied and relied on the scriptures, inspired by the Holy Spirit, to discern what was going on. They found the passages in David's Psalms, "His camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it, and let another take his office." He's informed them. They comforted them. When things are less than ideal in our lives and in the church, we have God's inspired, authoritative word to study, to discern what is going on. And while the tragic betrayal of Judas was less than ideal from the disciples' point of view, God reveals to them in his word that even Judas' betrayal served to fulfill God's eternal purpose. God's ways were above their ways. God's ways are above our ways. We look to the scriptures to seek and follow God's ways, especially when things are less than ideal. We have clear instruction in his commandments. We have clear responsibilities and opportunities in the vocations that God has given us. We have wisdom, insights, examples, encouragement throughout scripture. The sanctifying word. The Bible is a gift from God. It's a handbook for life. It's God's ideal word in a less than ideal world. The disciples move forward in faith to fill the office that Judas had left. They identified two men who are qualified, including this high standard of accompanying Jesus and the disciples throughout Jesus' three-year earthly ministry from the time of his baptism until his ascension. They needed a man to join the 11 as a first-hand eyewitness of the resurrection. They were going to be giving testimony to this, to the ends of the earth. They do their due diligence. Then they trust the Lord in prayer to reveal his will to them. They know that Christ has ascended to the right hand of God, where he rules, with all authority being placed under him. With that authority, Christ commanded them to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that Christ commanded them. When Judas turns aside to go to his own place, things seem less than ideal, but the disciples move forward in prayer, together, in the study of God's word, endeavoring to do the work that had been given to them. The church has seemed less than ideal ever since then. Of course, the church seems less than ideal today also. It's full of sinners. It's full of sinners now, as it was when Judas betrayed the Lord, as it has been ever since. We do not deny this. We do not hide from our sinfulness. We confess it, but we don't let this take prime place. Our Lord Jesus has baptized us into his perfect church, where he reigns now and into eternity. He has sanctified it with his blood. You have been made spotless by the shed blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, who took away the sins of the world. We confess our sins because he is faithful to forgive them. Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father to send a helper, the Holy Spirit. You receive the Holy Spirit in your baptism. The Holy Spirit comes to us through his word, even now, through his sacraments. Do Jesus hasn't abandoned the church. Christ himself is interceding for us, even as we hear in the gospel reading for today, part of his high priestly prayer. Jesus is actively shepherding his church by his word and his spirit through the office inherited from those apostles in the teachings that they had passed on. His church, your life, the world may seem less than ideal, but like the faithful who've gone before us, we gather, as Jesus instructed us, where we are devoting ourselves to prayer and to the study of Holy Scripture. We know that God's ways are above our ways, so we move forward in faith, faith in him, no matter how things seem to be. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand for the offertory. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For all the faithful gathered again in the presence of the King, that they may dwell in his house all the days of their lives and gaze upon his beauty manifested here in the Word and the Sacrament, let us pray to the Lord. For the ministers of the Church, that they would be sent to proclaim God's name just as the Father sent his Son and the Son sent his apostles. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all God's children who are hated by the world because they are not of the world, that holding fast to his sure word, not one of them would be lost, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our president, governor, Congress, legislature, and judges, that the Lord would teach them the testimony of the truth and make them wise and effective in their offices. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
For all those who are sick and in distress and grieving, especially Jeff, Dan, Ben, Lois, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Chuck, Marlis, Tim, Ruth, Lacey, Bernard, Linda, Mike, Marlene, Doris, Arlene, Michael, Carol, Mark, Alexis, Nancy, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Ben, and the family of Rick Greenseth, that holding the Son of God in faithful hearts, they may have eternal life and an answer for all their prayers. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who eat and drink the Savior's body and blood, that they would receive his light and salvation, grow strong and courageous in heart, and never fail to have hope as they await his deliverance. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who offer these petitions, that they would be one, just as the Father and the Son are one, that they would be sanctified in the truth of God's word, let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, your Son, in his incarnation, took on our human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. He submitted to his mother, honoring and obeying her, so fulfilling the commandment where we have not. On this Mother's Day, graciously accept our thanksgiving for our mothers, whom you have given to us. Teach us to honor them aright, loving, obeying, and giving thanks for them as is fitting in your sight. Strengthen all women with child and give them safe delivery. Comfort all women who long to have children but cannot, that they may find their consolation in you and your unfailing love. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, and most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.